Welcome, everybody. Hi, this is Stefan Rudolph, and I want to welcome you to Progressive Radio Network, Let's Create a Better World. I'm filling in for Bobby Ellis today. He's a little under the weather right now, so let's put our thoughts and prayers out to him. I know he'll be feeling better soon. Healthy guy, great guy. We met about 2 years ago at a raw foods event, and ever since then I've been helping him out, subbing in for as a speaker here and there. My name is Stefan Rudolph, and I am an author, speaker, and also own an online marketing business as well, and kind of jack of all trades in this area. As far as my book itself, it's called Barstool Knowledge, and that's going to be coming out here in 2016. I'm getting that published this year with my good friend Nathan Crane of Panacea Publishing. He's helping me out and going to be doing some speaking events, and Bobby has been a great influence in my life to help me get this book rolling. It's been in work 10 years, and Barstool Knowledge is focused on overcoming addiction and being your own leader in life. A lot of us go through these things. When it comes to let's creating a better world, we have obstacles in our life, and we are overcoming addiction, overcoming various things in our lives that are trying to hold us down. We have to learn to become our own leader and not a follower. So that's what my book is about, especially in the youth community of 15 to 25 years old, where peer pressure is a major influence. And that's what happened to me during my college years, and that's what I'm here to help with in my book. You can go to barstoolknowledge.com and check that out. And also, as far as healthy aging and healthy living and Bobby's show here and creating a better world, what we're going to focus on today is health and nutrition and hydration, a huge part of it. And we have a special guest coming on board in a few minutes here, Dr. Peggy Martin, and she's going to be discussing the effects of dehydration and hydration, the benefits that we have with alkaline water. And very ironic, I just switched over a few months ago, about 6 months back, to alkaline water. And I've noticed a huge increase in energy, better sleeping habits. Just my world overall physically has been doing better. And I have another part of my life that I've gone through. I used to be in the restaurant and bar industry myself, and at one time, with the fast foods, with the drinking, with everything, I weighed 220, which was huge for me. Right now, I'm at 175. I'm in the best shape of my life, and that is a lot to do with paying attention to my hydration level, staying hydrated, drinking alkaline water, of course, cutting out fast foods, cutting out any type of the alcohol, of course, in my life was cut out, everything just changing my lifestyle and focusing better in those areas. And when I switched over to alkaline a few months back, I did notice that, as I mentioned, the sleeping patterns and everything changed in my life, too. What we have to discuss today is that area. And first off, I'd like to mention as well that we have an event coming up in Denver called the Enlivened Living Conference. And my good friend Nathan Crane, as I mentioned, is going to be help hosting this. We're going to have exactly what we're talking about here. I think Dr. Peggy Martin will be a great fit to discuss this further, but talking about health and proper aging, especially in the baby boomers, the 55-plus community, we have to pay attention to what we're eating, what we're drinking. And the Enlivened Living Conference is going to be on October 9th and 10th in Denver, and it's going to be focused on these areas as far as healthy living and healthy aging. And you can go to the link. It is called Click for Growth. That's C-L-I-C-K-F-O-R, growth, Click for growth.com. That'll lead you to the Enlivened Living 2015 Wisdom Keepers Conference. And that's something that you definitely can check out and will help you as far as knowledge of how to age better and how to live healthy. So in saying that and talking about healthy aging, I'd like to introduce Dr. Peggy Martin. Doctor, are you with us here?
Definitely.
Let's see. Hi, Dr. Peggy. How you doing?
I'm very good. It's very hot, but I'm
good.
Yeah,
very hot. I'm in San Diego.
You're in Los Angeles. Can you hear me? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, I was just explaining. I'm in San Diego. You're in Los Angeles. It's definitely hot out here, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
It's very hot. However, I'm in a cool place, Dr. App Holistic Services. And you might hear the bell ring here and there. We may have some customers walking through. But I'm here with you to discuss the type of water you should be drinking. And hydration is so important to good health as well as healthy eating. But it's good as an anti-aging agent, staying fully hydrated with the best water you can get.
Awesome. Yeah, and that's a huge part of our life because we, even though we don't think about it, the more I see this younger generation drinking monster drinks, drinking sodas, drinking everything yeah. but water, they are greatly affected by this. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about, say, like ADD or ADHD or any type of related areas yeah. that may be affected by that.
Yeah, well, yeah, attention deficit disorders can be brought about drinking too much soda and too much junk food because it causes the body to become very acidic, and mm-hmm. It causes all kinds of chronic disabilities. So not only do we have to improve our diet, we have to think about the type of water that we're drinking, and that's why we talk about alkaline water. And when we're talking about acidity and alkalinity, we're talking about the pH. And so the okay. neutral pH is about 7.0, and that's the kind of pH you'll get with regular tap water. And an alkaline water would be anything above 7.0, and the blood acidity or pH is between 7.35 and 7.45, and we have buffers that try to maintain that pH. Since we are consuming a lot of food from our Western diet that has an acidic effect, we need to neutralize that, much of it, from drinking alkaline water. And you can buy alkaline water in the stores, but studies have indicated that the alkaline water that you get, usually in the store, people are looking for 9.0 or 9.5, but research has demonstrated that that is too alkaline. That's too high of a pH. Because, think about it, our stomach is acidic, of course, because it has to digest our food. Now, we're drinking high alkaline water. What is it going to do but neutralize the acidity in our stomach, which is needed for digestion? So it can bring about digestive problems.
Yes.
And it's also been shown to have other negative effects in our body. So we have to be aware that alkaline water is good, but we have to look at the appropriate pH. And studies have shown that the best pH is at about 8.0.
Yeah, and I can attest to that because I was just telling Dr. Martin here earlier that I had just switched over 6 months ago, as we were talking about, to alkaline water and noticed a huge difference. And also, in related to what you're talking about, the acidity, I've actually gone through 3 endoscopies myself because of my past eating habits, drinking habits, everything else involved. And that's basically when you have so much acid reflux that you have to have a outpatient surgery, nothing real major, but you know, for them to expand your esophagus because of the acidic reflux. So that shows you that, you know, everything in our diet, American society that we have today, if we're following this fast food diet, drinking sodas, drinking beers, it doesn't work, you know. And basically they told me I was going to have to be on that medication for the rest of my life. But once I changed my diet, like you're talking about, and paid attention to what I was taking in, I got off of it. And so maybe you can tell us, too, a little bit about that.
Well, one thing for sure, I'm a doctor. I'm a medical doctor, medical scientist, and what that means is that I'm always looking for the best protocols that will bring us to optimum health. And I found out that the naturopaths, they have the best idea for dealing with our problems in a natural way. And so when I realized that, I looked for naturopaths that have a protocol that best suits the community. And that's I mentioned Dr. Nathan Rabb. I'm at his holistic services. And he has partnered with a company that deals with the water in a way that is best suited for our bodies based upon the current research that is out there in terms of the 8.0 pH. And what it has shown that it can deal with chronic disabilities such as diabetes type 1 as well, in addition to type 2. It normalizes blood sugar. It overcomes digestive problems and problems such as gout. It also helps with skin problems such as psoriasis. And it has an overall effect to keep us healthy. So
yeah.
When I realized that, I said, wow, this is very, very powerful. The particular device, it produces the alkaline water, and it ionizes the water, so it acts as an antioxidant. It allows the water, because the water is in micro clusters, to really get into the cells and flush out the toxins that have been stored in tissue, and it has superior oxygenation. And as most people know, cancer cannot live in an oxygenated place. So This particular water is so good in eliminating chronic disability through detoxification and purification of the blood that we are seeing people recover from chronic disability from what one would say, water? Yes,
yeah.
Water is powerful. And the water with the appropriate pH balance.
Exactly. And ironically, have you heard of the book, Your Body's Many Cries for Water? Have you heard of that one?
Yes.
Yeah, I just actually had that on Audible. I just got that 2 months ago on Audible. I listened to that book, and that was exactly what you're saying. And what our society, what our listeners here should really pay attention to is really pay attention to your body and what it's crying for. What it, something's happening, whether it's headaches, whether it's nausea, is something when we think, well, I got to take this pill, I got to take this. And I actually have experience because I've worked in the pharmaceutical industry as well for a couple of years. So prescription drugs, and they are basically just a Band-Aid. It's not a cure for anything. This is something that's going to help us temporarily, but we need to focus on getting our body hydrated, staying on a healthy diet, and exactly what you're talking about, because that's what our body is crying for. We have to be aware, right, and listen to our body.
Exactly. And if you are thirsty, that means you're dehydrated. In other words, you drink not to become thirsty. So you go ahead, even if you're not thirsty, you're going to do your six glasses a day to avoid the dehydration, which will... when you're dehydrated, that's when all the chronic disability comes in, because the water does not flush out those toxins that you're going to be taking in unless you are on a kind of diet that involves living type of diet, like a juicing and vegetables, and because these things have high antioxidants. And they will destroy the free radicals that are just made in your body just through the metabolism. So drinking water is just the first approach. The appropriate water with the appropriate pH is your first step to really being healthy.
Exactly.
Yeah. You hear that
sound?
Sounds
like you got some
people
coming in to get our water. Yeah. Maybe you can explain a little bit too. I know as a first time, I'd say about a year ago when I first started hearing pH balance, you described it a little bit, but maybe describe exactly what pH stands for, what it is, and the difference.
Okay.
Because as new drinkers, you know, to this type of water, we think, well, Arrowhead's fine or sparkling water's fine. What's the difference and what is pH?
Well, pH measures the amount of hydrogen cations in the water, and we already talked about acidity. Okay, so it measures the amount of acidity that you have. So a neutral acidity would be at 7.0, so that means you have the same number of acid molecules as you have basic molecules. So if you have something above the pH of 7.0, you have a little more of the basic molecule there. And why would you want that? To neutralize that excess acidity that you have in your body. How did you get that excess acidity? Through your diet. Because a fast food diet will, by its own nature, make your body acidic. And that will subject you to all kinds of diseases, usually digestive issues where you have, my stomach is hurting because you have too much acidity in your stomach. And the first thing you might do is run to the doctor, and he'll give you some kind of medication that will turn that acidity down, when in actuality, all you need to do is change your diet and drink alkaline water that's not too alkaline, because you don't want to overdo it. You know, you don't want to completely eliminate it, acid, because you need that to digest your food, right? Because you need to have something there. And when you overdo it with too much alkaline, then that means you're wiping out all the acid in your tummy and it's not able to digest food. And that food is just sitting there, you know, and that you don't want, because there you have a problem within itself. So finding that correct balance is important, because I recall when we introduced our new system and we were trying to educate people about the correct balance, they were of the opinion that if 8.0 is good, then 9.5 or 9 point something is better. To the contrary, no, that is not true. The good balance, research has found that 8.0 is the best pH level for the body and a good diet. Now, what I came to talk about today was anti-aging. How does that fit in? Good hydration will allow the toxins, specifically with the shape of the molecule, the shape of the molecule, the way it goes, it's a little different from just the regular water molecule. It has a certain bent to it. And in that particular way, it can push through the membrane and flush out the toxins. So it's called a microcluster. So this particular pH has this microcluster that allows the toxins to be pushed through the cells and out of the body. So with that information, we can better hydrate ourselves. And if our cells are hydrated, we look younger. We maintain the more youthful appearance. So a lot of research have found out that hydration, good hydration, will give us that anti-aging kind of effect.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and I'm living proof of that. At 44 years old, if you saw me 4 years ago, and in the restaurant bar industry, as I mentioned, everything that I was going through, I looked like I was 45, if not 50. And now people are saying I look 37, I look 38, because of paying attention, of staying hydrated, and especially what you say, it hits home, because I actually play a lot of racquetball. I work out, and I used to get headaches all the time playing racquetball. And I thought, well, it's part of the sport. No, it was because of dehydration. I wasn't properly hydrated throughout the day. And I want our listeners to really pay attention to that, whether you're, no matter what age group, whether you're walking a lot or sports in general, if you're getting headaches, it's not just the stress of the day. It can be the dehydration or what you're eating. And I know how we were raised. Yeah, exactly. Because a lot of us.
So you can drink water before you're thirsty, because by the time you're thirsty, you're dehydrated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the way our body talks to us, is by saying, hey, you need this as an emergency now, because if you're thirsty, it's too late, right? So just like in eating healthy and working out, now I eat every 2 hours. I eat small meals every 2 to 3 hours, and I don't wait till I'm hungry, because it's too late. The same thing with thirst, right?
And when you get hungry, you're going to eat whatever you have around you, you know, and that's where the problem lies. If you eat those small meals, you will be able to plan your meals, and you will stay away from what's out there that will put the toxins into your body. And so you're drinking the water to flush it out, and you're eating food to put it back in. You want to move forward. You want to get those toxins out. You want your body to return to its natural state, and that's when you start looking younger.
Yeah, and once again, I'd like to remind everybody who we're speaking with, if you just joined the show, we're talking about healthy aging, and this is Dr. Peggy Martin, and also wanted to give her contact information. If you have any questions after the show, you can contact her. Her phone number is 213-400-6479, and Dr. Peggy, may you can tell us also about your business and what you do there and where you're located again.
Okay. My business associate is Dr. Nathan Rabb, and I work with him in his holistic health services. And we deal with people with many different chronic disabilities. And as a medical doctor, I realized one thing, that with acute medicine, for example, if something happens to you and you get hit by a car, you don't want to go to a naturopath. You want to go to a doctor. You want to go to a hospital. And we doctors are very good at stabilizing your condition. Once you're stabilized and you realize that you have health issues, you come over and see us, the naturopath, and we will get you on the right track. And the right track is an alkaline diet, and that diet consists of plants because they contain strong phytonutrients, antioxidants that your body needs to fight diseases of all kinds. Our body produce cancerous cells every minute, but it's the antioxidants that will eliminate those cancerous cells or any kind of toxins in the body. So you're cleaning your system out. One of the things that we do is detoxification. We have detoxification for every organ in your body. And we have a program that allows you to take one organ at a time as you cleanse your body out. And a part of the program is the specific water that you drink. And as I was talking about, the pH, the ideal pH of 8.0. And we do have a machine here that is an ionizing alkaline water machine. And it also gives you it gives you room temperature, which is, by the way, the best to drink room temperature water, but it also gives you a refrigerated water and distilled water. That, I'm telling you, although I know that room temperature is better, it's that extra chilled water that keeps me coming back to drink my 6 to 8 glasses. That's very surprising, but it's the incentive to drink the water because it tastes so good. So we have something in our community, which we're going to be spreading it across the United States, really. If you're not in the Los Angeles area, if you are in the Los Angeles area, you may want to come by and see us. But if not, we will be spreading it out throughout the United States, this particular machine that will make you want to drink water and the proper pH of the water. So we have the machine, and we also have the other helpful detoxification and blood purifiers and other things that you will need to overcome chronic diseases naturally.
Yeah, exactly. And not only overcome them, but prevent them, because that word dis-ease, as we know, dis-ease, our body is not at ease. And that's something that we all go through in life, whether we had some bad food or we had some stress in our life. But then we start getting sick more. We start getting colds. We start having all kinds of issues. And I personally relate this to a football injury that I had in high school that caused epilepsy. I actually had epilepsy as well for almost 20 years and was taking medication over and over and thinking that it was going to prevent it, and it wasn't doing it. The way I personally overcame this was to start paying attention to what my body was intaking, you know, what I'm feeling my engine fit. And that's something that I was able to recognize, that, hey, this fast food is making me feel this way. This is making and this type of water, what you're saying here too, is ideal, because the type of water that I wasn't drinking, I wasn't really drinking any, but when I would, it would just be tap water or anything off the shelf, and that's not good for us. And I can see that and feel
it. It's not.
Yeah.
And another thing, Stefan, is we will be very shortly in the next couple of weeks, we will be teaching short sessions about the things that are most important. Because one thing that we've noticed is when we individually sell our items, and we do always put in a sheet of instructions, and we get called back saying there's a little confusion about this or that. Our sessions that we're going to have very shortly will actually walk you through what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to do it. And that's what many people need, just a little guidance, because we may take it for granted because we're in the business. But healthy living has to be taught, and we've learned that. And when we do have sessions, we then are able to help those get on the right track. And let me tell you, people think that, oh, I have to give up all the foods that I love, the fried foods and the good-tasting foods. But you'd be surprised There may be a little problem at first because that's, you know, you got the, many people are wedded to their diet, but organic eating is, organic food is very delicious. And the reason it is that it's grown in enriched soil, and the plant or the fruit or the vegetable pick up all those nutrients from the soil that they're grown in. And boy, a fruit will be as sweet and as delicious, and because it's packed with all the minerals and all the phytonutrients. So we're going to be teaching all of that, like how to grow an organic garden. That helps you in terms of monetary, because it can be expensive to buy organic foods. But when you can grow them yourself, you can save money and be healthy and feed your family as well. So we're going to be having sessions here in the Los Angeles area, and that will help people learn how to do it right.
Yeah, once again, to everyone out there, this is Dr. Peggy Martin. She's with the Healthy Aging, or is it Holistic Health Service? Is that correct?
Yeah, it's Holistic Health Services. We are in Los Angeles, and you have my phone number. Call me, and if you're in the area in Los Angeles, because I know we're all across the U.S., and that not all of you can come and see us, but some of us in the Los Angeles area, give me a call, and I, you know, want to give you the information about the sessions we're going to be teaching and the water, and because we have a good deal with the water. And you can get a machine yourself. It's very affordable. And this is just something that you can do for yourself and your family. Because, of course, water can be expensive if you go to the store and buy it. And the pH may not be right. Usually the pH is higher than it's healthy for you. And we've looked into the best approach. And 8.0 is it. And we have the machine for you. And it's very reasonable. So you're in the Los Angeles area, give me a call, and I'll be here to greet you and show you and to instruct you on the best way to get back to good health.
And you mentioned a big part about that is we get concerned about pricing. And I know living in this life about how fast food seems like it's cheaper, and we're only used to spending so much. And then when we go to a natural place to shop, it seems more expensive, but it's actually quality over quantity is what I've seen. And this is something that we really have to pay attention to. That's the biggest point, is that the way my mom, you know, as a baby boomer, she's 63 now. I remember the milkman coming to my grandparents' place, you know, the old school days when it was actually fresh milk from the local cities here. But now with things like milk and processed foods and all these dyes and everything that's in our food, we don't know what's going on. We still think it's healthy, but it's not. What do you have your feedback on that?
Well, I agree with that, because think about it. We are spending more money for this fast food, and I'll tell you why. Because after you eat the fast food, your body is not satisfied with it, and it will get you to want to eat more because you didn't get the riboflavin, you didn't get the niacin, because you got empty calories. And your body is going to keep prompting you to eat more until it gets the minerals and vitamins it needs to carry out its metabolic processes. So what happens? You're hungry because you're busy working. Everybody's busy working. So they're away from home, and they have to eat to keep their energy level up. So they're not going to get the energy they need from the fast food because it's empty calories. So you're going to go back and buy more food. And that's going to cost more money, but what else is it going to do? It's going to pack on the pounds. So there you have this repetitive cycle, and you find yourself gaining weight, and that's unhealthy within itself. So
that's basically insanity, right?
Didn't that milk taste good back in the day?
What's that?
When they delivered the milk to you, didn't that milk taste good?
Yeah, I remember at my grandparents' house, I was probably 6 or 7, the milkman would walk up with 4 quarts or whatever they were, not really a gallon, but he would have it in glass jars, and you'd give them your old ones, and that was fresh off the farm. That farm was 10 miles down the road from us, too, so.
Well, it's different today because, you know, the food just doesn't taste as good as it used to taste, but, well, with GMOs and the other preservatives and additives and all the other stuff that's going on in food, and the fruits don't taste as good because they're grown on depleted soil. That's why organic foods are so much better. We can avoid the things that are bad for us, like the GMOs and the foods that are grown on depleted soil, which means it has less phytonutrients, less minerals. So once again, that you're eating stuff that you think is healthy, and it really isn't. So education is so important to know what your food is and where it's coming from. And if you grow your own, you save money and get the health benefits of it. And you, if you know what water, the correct pH, and with the alkaline water, hey, you're on your way to understanding how your body's working. And when you start feeling the difference and you come to the sessions or you do your research, then you're on your way to a very healthy lifestyle. And if you get your family involved with it, the most important thing is you grow old with your family.
Exactly. And that's something that we have to focus on and grow together, because as our society transforms, this next generation coming up is just getting used to so much high fructose corn syrup, so much crap, so much, instead of water, just drink, saying, I'm thirsty, I need a Red Bull, I need a Monster, I need this. It's not, and then they start drinking water, and it's something's missing, because it's not, it's basically having to reprogram their system, and like a reboot, like we do on a computer. It's almost like we as parents, as grandparents, as, you know, helping this next generation, we have to program them educationally to know what is going on. What are you putting in your system right now? When you eat this, when you drink this, what's it doing to you? Just be aware, because people think, well, I'm thirsty, I need a drink. It's not just that. We need this type of water. We need the pH-balanced water, like you're saying, doctor, and that's a great point, especially for educating the younger generation.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have to be aware. Awareness is the best thing, and we cannot depend on our government to, we say it's FDA approved. Well, okay, but what is it really doing to me and my body? So education, education, education. Because once you learn, then that's when recovery takes place of all chronic diseases. Chronic diseases just don't happen. You probably unwittingly allowed your system to go down to the point where chronic disease takes place. So once you get your education, then you learn what you need to do outside of medicine to bring it back up. And the same you do for your family, because you don't want to live the, you know, life without your family. So naturally, when you learn how to live, and you're going to pass it on to your family so you can grow old together. So education, education, education.
Yeah, always be growing. And that's a huge part of
Definitely.
Life. Just always be open-minded to understanding what's happening in our life. But I know personally from my mom's experience, she's dealt with some skin issues, and I know she still eats the cheese and the milk because we grew up on that. But I was having the same type of rash. I forgot what it's called offhand, but it's eczema or something like that, where you drink too much. I was drinking too much milk because I was raised like that, but I was always getting a rash on my back and my leg. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, it's just I got to take some medication. This is 10 years ago. And now I look at it. When something like that breaks out, I go back on my diet journal and I say, what did I eat yesterday? You know, what
Absolutely.
Did I drink? What?
That's
yeah.
smart.
And then, yeah, just stay away from that one product. And I go, oh, that's why. You know, we don't need to take medication because all of a sudden we're on 3, 4, 5 prescriptions and we're stuck. You know, we're in the system and we can't get out. And then we close our mind and we die early, like you're saying.
Exactly, exactly. It's the side effect. And usually a drug will just only deal with the symptoms and then create the bigger problem itself. So, like I said, you need to take the initiative to find out what's best for you. Go out, learn, and trust them. Find out who you can trust, and they will teach you the best way to restore your health. Because unwittingly, we have allowed people who we trust to guide us down the wrong path. Now it's up to us to figure out the right path to be on and stick on that. So that we can recover from chronic disability. And that's my main thing. That's what I do as a medical scientist, is try to figure out the best protocol to revitalize our community.
Yeah, and be able to come together and speak to not only, you know, the kids, of course, but just everyone, whether no matter what age, we have to know that there is a shift going on. And
yes.
In this shift, it's more awareness and being just aware of what we're intaking and the effects that it's having. Because that's just every part of my lifestyle changed. People look at me now and they don't even recognize me. They just, it's losing 50 pounds.
It can be that dramatic. Yes, it can be.
Yeah.
People are surprised. I've seen people who look, when I first saw them before they got on their plan, they did look a lot older. And you see them, I don't know, it depends on how they stick to the plan, they look so much younger. And they may not even recognize you. It is just that dramatic. And you have
the
testimony yourself.
Yeah. And I've seen the complete opposite, where I have a very good friend of mine. I've known him over 30 years. He had a lap band surgery about two and a half, 3 years ago. And guess what? It's not working, because initially
I
saw this. I saw the depression in him that the addiction of food can have, and fast food, and it was like coming off. It was like coming off the alcohol or drugs for him, because he couldn't eat his big green. He couldn't eat his fast food.
It is an addiction, and people don't know it. They're wedded to that poor diet that they were raised upon. You try to convince them out of that, they said nope. This is what I want to do, and I shake my head, because we know the consequences of a poor diet. We know it.
Yeah. Yeah, we've seen it.
But
no,
if
once again,
you want to recover, it's in your own hands, and you have to be mature enough to want to let that go. But I bet you love your diet now, don't you?
Yeah. It's awesome. And I feel the difference.
You can grow
if I have
to love a good diet, because I love my diet. You know, I had to give up the meat. I had to give up the fast food and the sugar and the high salt meals. And now, if you put it in front of me, I don't crave it, don't want it, because I like how I look, I like how I feel, and, you know, I look young again. I mean, that's surprising, but it is true. You know, the proper hydration, the proper diet can make all the difference in the world in terms of your appearance. So it's a great anti-aging tool.
And that's perfect, because that's what you sound like. I'm sure that's what you look like, even though we've never met. We'll meet soon. But it's something that we feel in life. When we fuel our system with this, it's like this is how we feel now. And I want to let the audience know, too, that we don't have to do this overnight, because a lot of people will think, well, it's all or nothing. I got to get rid of fast food completely. I was on that for years, and this slowly I started paying attention to how I felt the next day. That was what I can suggest, is the awareness of how you feel a couple hours later, 6 hours later, the next morning, and pay attention to what you ate the day before. And that's when I started cutting out the burgers, the burritos. And once in a while, I'll get a quesadilla like that, you know, but it's not all the time. So, and I still feel a difference, you know. Yeah, so it's not all or nothing, right?
It's about moderation, really. But sometimes I've known people to say, this is it for me. I'm going to eat well, and I'm going to eat well all the time. And they just love the transformation, and they would never go back to that again. And I recall when I decided to take the plunge, because I grew up like everybody else on fast food. Who knew? Who knew? We just believed what we were told. And when I finally realized, and I went through medical school, still believing the same stuff. It wasn't until I became associated with a naturopath that I really understood the reality of the body. You know, I understood the mechanisms. That's what I learned in medical school, how the body works and what the metabolism was and what enzymes were involved. I understood that, but I didn't understand how natural medicine fit in. But when I did and I started applying those things to my own diet, man, it made the difference between light and day and life and death, really. That's a better analogy.
Yeah, and you know, because of the education that you went through in that process, I had a similar experience in the pharmaceutical industry, where 6 weeks of training, we get out there and we're telling doctors like yourself about our prescriptions. I was telling antidepressants, acid reflux medication, ironically, that I was on. And the doctors are so busy out in the industry. Family practice, internal medicine is where I was at. And they didn't have time to really educate themselves. So they would listen to us as pharmaceutical reps and saying, tell me more about it. And so we would sell them on this, and they would prescribe it, and they would have 9 other options to use, but they would use ours because we gave extra benefits, you know, little things that we give away. But it was the industry was never curing anything, is what I saw. Whether it was depression, everything was
instigated, whether patients believe it or not, by what they're doing in their life, who they're surrounding themselves with, and, of course, what they're intaking. Do you feel the same way? What's your feedback on that, Dr. Peggy?
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Hi. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we cut out a little bit there.
I might have lost you for a second.
Oh, yeah. I was just saying about the pharmaceutical industry and really people prescribing. We get on these prescription drugs, and I was in the industry, as I mentioned, and everything was going well, but prescribing people medication is not a cure. Do you agree?
No, it's not. As a matter of fact, it could be the beginning of the end, because pharmaceuticals are really not the best approach. Now, pharmaceuticals could be okay if, in fact, we were trying to stabilize your condition and we needed to give you a drug to, prepare you or for some kind of protocol or something. But as far as once you're stabilized and you're okay, now you're going back out in the world, natural alternative medicine is the best approach. If you are on 5 or 6, 7 drugs, you are at risk of an adverse drug reaction. And many times they're fatal. And what you'll be told is, your loved one died from complications. In reality, they died from an additional drug that your doctor unwittingly prescribed and caused the adverse drug reaction. Unknowingly, of course, he didn't intend to do that, because most doctors are really looking out for your best health. But all they do know is about pharmaceuticals. They don't know about what I believe is the real medicine, and that's natural medicine. And you find yourself perhaps losing your life because of some drug that was prescribed to you. So I always frown at it. I really do. Only if I'm going to give you a drug to stabilize your blood pressure, from dropping too low. Yeah, that's necessary. But once you're stabilized, being on a regimen of polypharmacy is what it's called, is not good, not for any long period of time, because you can return back to good health with good, healthy living. So I'm not one for the prescribed pharmacology on a long period of time, unless you're working to get off of that drug. If it's just to give it to you for a lifetime, I don't prescribe to that at all.
Exactly. Yeah. That's where we end up going back to, once our body has gone through this, or it doesn't matter what age, because I went through something in 10 years in my 30s. I went through horrible. I actually had 2 hernia surgeries, a pulmonary embolism, 3 endoscopies, and I had 20-plus years of epilepsy from a football injury. So, and then I actually had brain surgery, too.
Wow. 9-7.
And I'm curious, but I didn't tell doctors this, but I happened to be like a poor, healthy, and grandma patients, but I felt almost like I'm you. And then I started recognizing that I ate certain foods. Hi, this is Stefan Rudolph. We just got back from a break here. I'm with Dr. Peggy Martin. And Dr. Peggy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We were just talking about the consequences of a negative diet, a bad diet, but also dehydration, of not filling ourselves with, you know, having healthy aging through better hydration habits, better hydration in our diet, more alkaline water. So, yeah, we have a few more minutes left here, but Dr. Peggy, wanted to have you tell us more about your information. I actually found your website. It's under Dr. Nathan Rabb. Is that correct? That Dr. Nathan.
Yeah, I believe it's. Yeah. Well, let me see.
I have the. Yeah, the. I just pulled it up on Google here.
Dr. Rabb. Oh, you got it.
Yeah, Dr. Nathan Rabb. It's R A B B.
That's him, all right.
So, to our listeners, it's drnathanrabb.com, and they're over in Inglewood area, and you can call them. And Dr. Peggy's number here is 213-400-6479. And tell us a little bit more, Dr. Peggy, I'd like to hear more about it.
Yes. Well, we're here to help anyone through their chronic disability. And there's nothing that natural medicine can't do for you.
Awesome. Yeah, that's what we've been discussing here. And natural medicine just being, especially in the holistic industry, of paying attention to what's going on with our body, mind, and spirit, and also just surrounding ourselves with better people. Because if we are hanging around, you know, 10 obese people or 10 people that are eating like crap or drinking or drugs, or wherever you hang around, you become. If you hang out with 9 broke friends, you're bound to be the 10th one. You know, if you hang out with 9 druggies, it's the same thing. And we don't. Combined journey, I'm giving out all these things. Farming a cheap like that. But this addiction itself got a broken element in our society. Diabetes, right? And these children, that's what we're going to do. Hi, Dr. Peggy. Looks like we had some technical difficulties, and I want to make sure, are you able to hear me here?
Yes, I am now.
Okay. I guess it wasn't coming in too well. It might have been the headphones there. we're discussing your holistic health service there in Inglewood and helping others and overcoming obstacles in life and just being more aware of and in tune with what's going on with our body because of basically hydration, right?
Right, absolutely. And as I mentioned before, we have the hydration here. If you want to learn more about it, you have the website. You have my phone number. I can give you the address where we're at, or you can look it up. We are in Inglewood, as you mentioned, and we are at 429 West Manchester Avenue in Inglewood. And we'd love to have you come on by, and we'll show you the hydration device, the machine that will give you that perfect 8.0. And believe me, it's associated with recovery from a lot of chronic disabilities, maybe one that you may have. And drinking appropriate number of glasses of water, usually 6 glasses a day. Now, this water tastes so good, it won't be a problem for you to consume the recommended a number of glasses to drink. So we have some really good answers here, and we welcome any and all to come by and visit us. And we, as I mentioned before, we will be having some teaching sessions about chronic diseases in particular, 45-minute sessions, so you can learn yourself about each organ and how to keep it healthy. Because that's what we're about, you know, returning you back to longevity and vitality.
Exactly. That's awesome, Doctor. And that's something that all age groups, as you talked about before, mothers bring their kids, and every age group just come over to your place, check it out,
and keep coming back and being aware of what's going on around us and how we're feeling from our diet and everything else.
Yes. Very much. So, very much. We look forward to hear from you. You can give me a call, and I'll let you know what we're doing and invite you down and see what we have to offer you.
Awesome. Well, it was great talking with you, Dr. Peggy. And once again, their website for your listeners out there is drnathanrabb, it's RABB.com. And they're in Inglewood area, Holistic Health Service.
Right.
You can look that up as well. The office phone number is 310-419-4372. Or you can contact Dr. Peggy Martin here directly at 213-400-6479. And I appreciate your time on here, Dr. Peggy.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed myself speaking with you today.
Yeah, hopefully everybody could hear. I had a headset on, so I don't know if that was not coming through clear, but it was great talking with you as well, and we'll have you back on here again soon as well.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Stephan.
Thanks, Karen. Take care.
All right.
And this is, once again, is Public Radio Network, and we're here, I'm sorry, Progressive Radio Network, and we're here, we were talking with Dr. Peggy. This is Stephan Rudolph. I'm filling in for Bobby Ellis, who's a little under the weather today. But we'd like to thank her for being here and just let you know that Bobby will be back with us next time. And all our prayers and thoughts go out with him. He'll be fine, I'm sure. And what I'll be doing here is also letting you know about my book that's being launched next year, which is Barstool Knowledge. You can go to my website, barstoolknowledge.com, and I'm basically helping the youth 15 to 25 years old as far as peer pressure and becoming their own leader, not a follower in life. And we are also focused on health as I work with Bobby and others. We are working with Nathan Crane, who has a summit coming up in Denver. We are looking for speakers also. I want to make you be aware that we are looking for speakers and those businesses that are interested in getting a vending booth at this event. So this is an event called the Enliven Living Conference, and it's going to be in Denver, October 9th and 10th. And if you or your company is interested, definitely contact me to get some speaking time up there, and also you get a booth out there for your products and services that you offer. We will have probably about 20-plus different speakers out there for a Friday and Saturday event, and you can go to clickforgrowth.com, clickforgrowth.com, and check out the event. Contact me, Stephan Rudolph, directly here at 760-215-2337. 760-215-2337, and we will be able to answer any questions that you have and providing tickets if you'd like to attend, or if you're interested in speaking or having a vending booth, definitely follow up with me on that. It was great speaking again today with Dr. Peggy Martin, and once again, I'm Stephan Rudolph, filling in for Bobby Ellis, and we look forward to having you guys listen to our other shows coming up. It's called Let's Create a Better World, and keep us in mind every weekend, Saturday. And we'll look forward to hearing from you. Take care. Imagine.